Hi, friends. Welcome to Sips of Sunshine, the podcast hosted by Amy Ogden. Sips of Sunshine is a place to share inspiration, positivity, and fresh ways of thinking. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy today's episode, please share this sip of sunshine with someone you love. And now, on to today's podcast.
Well, hello, listeners. How are you? Thanks for tuning in to today's podcast. As always, I'm really, really grateful that you're taking some time out of your day to be a part of this and open your mind to new ways of thinking and, you know, just kind of figure out life together. So as always, thanks for being here. This is Amy, and I'm really excited about today's podcast. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I've done like a handful of these now, and I am excited to do them. It's like my blog posts. Like, I get so excited to write my blog posts that actually, like, I'll like pass up on other things because I'll be like, no, I just want to sit down and write. And these podcasts are the same way. Like, coming home tonight from work, like, I was excited to get home and plug in my computer so I could start recording. So I just want you to know that, like, you're not just listening to someone who's putting out content for no good reason or whatever. Like, I really love doing this, and it just, like, just tickles me that you're even listening. I think it's so cool. So let's just dive into today's topic. And, you know, the goal of this podcast has always been from the beginning to just, like, look at things through a new lens. I think, you know, I'm 41 now, and I've done a lot of things so many times and in so many ways that, like, I've gotten kind of good at, like, oh, this works and this doesn't work and who knew that would work. And, you know, so today I want to talk about kind of an idea in a new way. So the topic of today's podcast comes from one of my blog posts from earlier this year called "Don't Try Hard, Try Easy." And first of all, I stole that line. I won't take credit where credit is not due. Don't try hard, try easy. I want to say it came from Wayne Dyer, but I got it through an old yoga teacher of mine, this guy Mark in Jacksonville. I used to go to Embody Yoga, and, like, I don't even know if Embody still exists in Jacksonville, but you guys, if it does, I've done yoga all over, and I've done some good yoga, and that yoga at Embody was the best yoga I've ever done. Mark used to say, don't try hard, try easy, and I think he got it from Wayne Dyer. And so I want to talk about this a little bit, you know, this theme of, like, hustle and struggle and grind is such an interesting topic to me because I feel like I vacillate. I feel like this, like, pendulum where one day I'm like, yeah, like, forget hustle. I actually hate the word hustle. That feels very like hamster in a wheel. Like, it feels very fruitless. But, you know, grind and struggle and all that, like, some days I'm like, yeah, that's the path. And then other days I'm like, what are you talking about? That's crazy. Anyway, I don't really know where I was going with that thought, other than I feel like I have, like, multiple personalities sometimes when it comes to this idea of hard work. So anyway, it kind of takes me back, though. You know, there's a story that I've always told myself. I mean, from the day, probably, I mean, maybe even, I don't know, maybe even like my high school years. And here's the story. Here's the story I've told myself, which is, I can achieve absolutely anything I want in the entire world. Love, money, success, accomplishments. There is absolutely nothing that I cannot do, but I have to work harder than anyone else to get it. So I'm going to say that again. I can do and be anything in the world I want. And I actually believe that, by the way. Like, I'm not just saying, like, you can do anything you want. I actually believe I can do anything I want. I believe I can be anything I want and do anything I want. There's nothing I can't achieve if I work for it, but I have to work harder than anyone else to get there. And, you know, like all things, I've kind of thought back on like, where did this story come from? And I really think a lot of it, for me at least, traces back to my parents. I grew up in a really unique household where my mom was super successful. So not as traditional of a household in the 80s, I grew up in this household with this mother who was super successful, you know, high-level executive businesswoman. And my dad, also very successful, but much more of like the homemaker, the one who made dinner most nights, you know, gave me a bath, blow dried my annoyingly long full hair, things like that. And so this idea of hard work, I was surrounded by it from the day I was born. And I watched it in two different ways. You know, my mom, super successful in business, but also she worked really, really hard, long hours. She sacrificed a lot of, you know, time with her family and other like leisure and just like personal time in the pursuit of professional and financial success. And then my dad, you guys, like hardworking as the day is long. That man was just this like true human being. But nothing in life was handed to him. He was actually raised pretty poor and worked very, very hard for everything he had and was able to provide for his family. And so I think this idea of just like nothing is just handed to you. You have to work for everything really, really hard. I kind of grew up around it and I adopted that feeling as well. Almost like you're not, I don't know how to even really articulate it. It's almost like it is my lot in life to be the person who works five times as hard for the same success. I'm not that person who just has things handed to her. I'm not that person who just gets lucky. There's nothing I can't do, but I have to work really, 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 really hard for it. So as I was coming into 2018, and we'll do this topic another time because it's one of my favorites, but I called 2018 the year of enough, and we'll talk about that another time. But I really am saying like enough to old stories, and I'm really just like letting a lot of things go. And when I set the intention for 2018, I really set the intention for this year as a year of abundance and ease. I'm tired of working so hard for things. And this isn't coming from a place of laziness or lack of ambition or lack of energy. In fact, I think I have more ambition and more energy today than I have in years past. It just doesn't feel good, frankly. It doesn't feel good to grind and struggle. And also, more importantly, it doesn't feel good to tell myself these stories that you have to grind and struggle for what everything you have in your life. And so this year, the intention is that this is a year of abundance and ease. And one thing I started doing this year that has absolutely blown my world apart, you guys, and like if you have thought about doing this, first person testimonial, it works, do it. I started an affirmation journal, and we're just, you know, we're going to get really personal here, but that's what this is for. I started an affirmation journal in January, and, you know, there are a lot of different mindsets around affirmations, and we'll touch on so many of them during the podcast on this show because it's so important to me. If you follow the laws of like The Secret, which I do, that's definitely visioning, affirmations. And then also certainly I'm sure you've heard of gratitude journals, which I'm a big believer in as well, which is journaling about the things that you appreciate in your life. And one of my favorite quotes from one of my favorite books by Lynn Twist, it's called The Soul of Money. And one of the main sections of the book, the title is What You Appreciate Appreciates. In other words, what you show appreciation for, what you're thankful for, where you put your gratitude is where abundance continues to grow, which makes a lot of sense, right? So looking at this idea of this is a year of abundance and ease and starting my affirmation journal, I really saw some major areas of growth. And so I want to talk about that and share some of these ideas with you. I write my affirmations down daily. They vary from day to day. I always go into the journal every day. Okay, that was a lie, and I promised myself I'd never lie to you. I try to write them down daily, and sometimes I forget for one day, and every once in a while I forget for a few days, but I get right back on it. And in writing them down, when I go to write them down, I go in with a clear head, and I just write what I feel. In other words, sometimes they're very focused on finances, and sometimes they're very focused on love, or sometimes they're very focused on friendships and relationships. And it's usually a mix, but it can kind of be all over the board. And the kind of affirmations I write down are things like, I'm surrounded by love. It flows easily into my life. I'm surrounded by abundance and opportunity. It flows easily into my life. I don't have to struggle or work hard for it. And the reason I like to phrase my affirmations like this is because for me, and I don't know how this is for you, maybe you're one of those people that you're actually the opposite. Maybe you're like, man, I don't have to work for anything. It just comes easily. And like, God bless you. And like, praise. But for me, I'm untelling a really old story that I have to work hard for things. And so my affirmations give me a visual of being surrounded. I actually picture myself sort of standing and just with this like circle flowing around me of opportunity, abundance, financial success, love, things like that. And being able to say, I'm surrounded by it and it flows easily into my life. For me, that feels really good. So if there's something in your life that you feel like you have to struggle for, I can tell you from first person experience, phrasing it this way has felt really, really good for me. And also it's worked, by the way, giving you a couple of real examples. And, you know, one of them for me definitely is love. I've always said I will never do a dating podcast. For years, you guys, you should write a dating book. You should do a dating blog. And I've always said I never want to be famous for being single because I almost feel like you're kind of like, it's kind of self-perpetuating a little bit to like talk about being single all the time. I think you kind of like stay single and I don't want to stay single. But this story that I'm surrounded by love and it flows easily into my life is a really important one for me because for many years, I've told myself the story that I'm hard to love. And I've told myself the story that I'm hard to love. And so writing down that I'm surrounded by love and it flows easily into my life. Like, I'm not just writing it down, like I really, really believe it. And so, you know, if there's something in your life that you feel like is just comes hard to you, I recommend this. Even just starting to write this, I've written a ton of affirmations down since the first of the year, but really writing down the one about love within even just the past few months, the connections I've had in my life, the opportunities for love, the glimpses of it, like it's really blown my world open. And it's been such a good reminder to me that so much of what we tell ourselves is hard, it's not that it doesn't want to come into our lives. It's that we're doing something to block it. And so it's just been really, really cool. And so if you've ever thought about an affirmation journal, that's just like one way that I've done it and it's really worked. And, you know, it's not a science. It can be anything. And I really like the approach of just coming from the heart. Some days I'm stressed out about finances. So my affirmations are more on the side of finances of like, you know, I'm surrounded by opportunity. It flows easily into my life. But also, I live an abundant life already. I have everything I need right here, right now. And that's such an important one. The affirmation journal is not just a place to say, well, I want more of this, so I'm going to affirm that I'm going to get more of it. The affirmation journal is also a really cool place to say, I have abundance right here, right now with this thing in my life. I'm going to reclaim that energy and put it into loving this thing I have. or this sufficiency I have, you know, I'm guilty of when I see something maybe being taken out of my life, panicking, you know, whether it's, you know, maybe, I don't know, an income stream or I'm trying to think of what else would be taken away. Oftentimes it could be something like that. Like, especially if you're listening to this and you're in sales in any way, like, you know, sales, man, it's up and down. And, but affirming that I have everything I need right here, right now, at this moment in my life is like a really cool affirmation as well. So if you've ever thought about affirmations, I love this. It works. It's working for me. And the thing is, like, there's nothing wrong with hard work. Trust me, if you know me personally, you know I'm a really, really hard worker. And the people I know who are hard workers are some of my best friends and the most interesting people I know. It's more this mentality that everything in your life doesn't have to come with the prerequisite that hard work is the only path. And that's the mind shift I'm talking about. I'm not saying don't ever work hard for anything. I love hard work. It to me is kind of part of the engine that drives who I am and who a lot of my friends are. I tend to surround myself by hardworking, amazing women and men for that reason. They're the most interesting people to me. But here's the thing, you guys, not everything has to come hard. And so maybe you choose, maybe you say, you know what, I'm going to work hard for my fitness and wellness. And actually, I'm going to work hard for my relationships, because that is where I'm like, I'm in it, man, I'm going to do it. But I'm going to release that mindset that I will only achieve financial success through the hardest of hard work, or I will only find love with the hardest of hard work. Like, it doesn't have to be hard. Sometimes I think it can be easy by reclaiming your energy and saying, you know what, it's all around me and I'm choosing to let it in. This visual that I love so much is, it's sort of like, you know, imagine yourself as a house. And instead of having like a gate and a fence and a code and a guard for everything, where it's like finances want to come in, but they have to get through three layers, or love wants to come in, but there's like a Doberman pincher at the gate, you know, I think of myself as a home on a street with a beautiful yard and flowers and the front door open, and I'm baking chocolate chip cookies and the smell is wafting out into the sidewalk. And it's saying, please come in. Everyone is welcome. And I think that that mentality and even that visual, I love so much. It's like, you can come in. It's almost like I say, it's like laying out the welcome mat to the universe and saying, I want you to come in. Please join me here. So as I wrap this up, you know, I really want to ask you, what stories have you told yourself? And take a minute and ask yourself, what stories have you told yourself? What things have you decided you don't get unless you work really, really hard for them? And maybe just try rolling out the red carpet and welcoming them into your life and saying, I'm going to release the story that I have to struggle and work hard for this, and I'm going to create a new story that I'm surrounded by this thing I want in my life and it flows easily in. So that's everything today, you guys. And as always, you know, I end each podcast by saying that your life is meaningful. And I want you to know I really, really mean that. I've thought a lot about my blog and my podcast and just sort of life in general. I think a lot about life. And I just want to know that I'm living a meaningful life. And I think a lot of us do. It's one thing to get up every day and go to the gym and go to work and take care of your family and take care of yourself and do all the things we do. But at the end of the day, at the end of it all, like, I just want to know that there's meaning there. And so, wherever you are, if you're listening to this while you're commuting to work or driving, you know, driving somewhere, walking your dog, or if you just have it on, maybe while you're at the gym or whatever. I don't know why I picture you guys doing all of these really great things every day. You probably are. Most people don't listen to podcasts while they, you know, are just like sitting in bed. Maybe you do. But your life is meaningful. And I really, really believe that. And I think there's a lot of meaning for us all to find in our lives every day. But your life is meaningful. So as always, thanks for listening. Thanks for being such amazing friends and fans and followers. And until next time, bye.
You've just listened to the Sips of Sunshine podcast with your host, Amy Ogden. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play, and be sure to visit sipsofsunshine.com for more inspiration. See you at the next episode.